I like the way constitutional attorney Jonathan Turley put this, the way he described this lawsuit from Hunter Biden against the IRS. He said, Hunter Biden suing the IRS is like screaming at an approaching storm. Yeah, after being accused and now charged with serious felonies, some of them regarding tax evasion and other related charges, Hunter Biden is taking the IRS to court, Kevin. He's accusing them of unlawfully disclosing his tax information.
Well, Hunter Biden's lawsuit, Tom, I think it's going to raise questions about the balance between transparency and individual rights in cases involving public figures. And I think the outcome of this lawsuit could have some implications for how government agents handle confidential information and interact with the media moving forward. We'll have to see how this plays out. Joining us now is Todd Flood of the Flood Law Firm. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. What do you see as the key legal points in this case?
Well, the whistleblower protection is going to be the main threshold of this case. So just to be clear, it is 1,000% accurate that you cannot disclose under the statute 6103. You can't disclose anybody's personal tax information, what's contained within the tax information. However, there is a whistleblower exception to that law. And here they followed that law. They then gave the information up the chain, were subpoenaed, testified in front of Congress, and that is all okay. Hunter Biden is saying this is his lawsuit. He says, okay, they followed the law there, but when they went on TV and these different shows and then discussed my personal information on those shows, that was a violation. It was an intentional act to disclose the personal information that wasn't necessarily disclosed except for behind closed doors. So I think this is really a political, you know, kind of the brush back pitch by Hunter Biden throwing, you know, the fastball up at the upper inner side of the plate to scare these guys off. But I think that'll fail. Because their protection, they believe, is once it becomes public discourse, they can go at it and speak about it freely. So I really see this lawsuit not going very far, except for bringing more attention to Hunter Biden's peril.
Does filing this lawsuit open Hunter Biden up to potential discovery that could hurt him in his criminal case?
And, you know, as it relates to any kind of depositions, interrogatories, things of that sort, you know, you get to take those depositions where you get to claim the Fifth. Otherwise, in a criminal case, if he claims the Fifth in a civil deposition, yeah, there could be problems. But I have to believe, Kevin, that this all stems from a deal that fell apart. My belief is that this deal somehow, even though he got indicted on the gun charge thereafter, that this deal is going to be put together. Trump appointee Weiss is still on the case. He's the one that took it to the grand jury. But it would seem to me that the judge was not comfortable in the criminal plea with him becoming or her becoming in the middle of it. So I believe the prosecution, the government, put an indictment together on the gun charge, and then they're trying to put a global deal together to make this go away. That's just my thought. But if you normally when you make a civil lawsuit, your point's well taken. I take depositions in a civil lawsuit and the person testifies. It can hurt them if there's a criminal case that's right around the corner with it too.
What do you mean by when you say you kind of suspect there might be a global deal to make this go away? What does that mean?
Well, put the pieces together, you know, as far as so the gun charge was out there, Tom, and the judge was to basically monitor Hunter Biden during his probationary period and give the sanctions of this the previous deal. And judge said, no, I'm not doing that. Okay. So now, because you remember, there was a different charge that was altogether in play. Mm-hmm. They take it to the grand jury. I suspect they will dismiss a count now that's an indictment and have him plead guilty to the original or to the tax evasion charges. Have this case get settled in the criminal procedure. That's just if they wanted to put the deal together before and it got a clog in the wheel because the judge stepped in.
Yeah.
I still believe they want to put the deal together. That shouldn't,
right.
So now they're trying to figure it out.
Players involved here. David Weiss is one of them. He's still involved,
right.
And this just has more authority with a special counsel status. So do you believe that the whole immunity aspect of that previous deal could still be a play?
Yes, I do. Huh. I do. There's something there that he's still the same prosecutor, still the same, he's now special counsel. In a different status, but what changed, if any substantial amount, for him to change his mind and putting the deal together? I haven't seen any facts, heard any facts that are different. They've all been the same from the jump street. So it would seem to me that he would want to put this deal together.
Is there anything you see that could change the way government agents behave moving forward, or do you think they did what they're supposed to do? Would they not go on TV and just leave their comments to in front of Congress?
I think that's the wiser course. I think it's the wiser course they did their job according to as they saw it, and they blew the whistle to do the fanfare on MSNBC and all the others and Fox and everything else, what does that gain? What does that get you? Unless Kevin, and this as well, because you've interviewed people that have been disparaged in the media, and they say, hey, listen, I want to tell my side of the story. I don't want my name besmirched. So they go out and, this is the fact. This is what happened. This is how we did it. But, the question is going to become, did they intentionally do this to just, put a black eye on Biden, or were they rebuffing, rebuking the arrows at them and saying, no, this is the proper way of doing it. This is the exception to the rule. And we have the ability to talk about it now that it's public.
Right. Yeah. So was the intention to just leak it, to just besmirch Hunter Biden, or were they pushing back on the way the investigation was being operated? And it seems like the latter is the case. But of course, this lawsuit is coming out there. They got to prove there's a credible evidence that there's intent by the IRS here. Always appreciate your perspective. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Have a good one. Yeah, I don't know, Kevin. This is gonna.
I think this lawsuit is more another attempt to try and discourage whistleblowers from coming forward.
Oh, totally.
I think this thing is about how hard can we make the lives of whistleblowers, because we don't like whistleblowers coming forward.
Yeah, all this talk about whistleblower protection. Well, here you have a blatant example of trying to intimidate what I believe and you believe as well, these whistleblowers that came forward and really changed the outcome of what seemed to be a really flawed plea deal. More to come, 760 WJR.